You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. One of UW-Milwaukee's top administrators is retiring after 20 years at the university. Joan Price is Vice Chancellor of Global Inclusion and Engagement. She's overseen diversity and equity efforts at the university for two decades. Prince is also a four-time graduate of UWM, earning two bachelor's degrees, a master's, and a doctorate. WUWM education reporter Emily Files talked to Prince about her work fostering diversity and inclusion at UWM and what she thinks still needs to be done to make the university a better place for underrepresented students.
Being in the position allowed me to do fabulous things. I was able to connect on a global level, really looking around equity and opportunities for students mostly, but also for our faculty and staff. So I had the pleasure globally of crafting and implementing the first Diversity and Study Abroad program. I took a look at our study abroad opportunities and said, you know what? We don't have enough diversity in who's signing up, who even understands the benefit of studying abroad. And went to our provost, and that partnership with Academic Affairs and with our faculty really helped this program to blossom. So to see a person who is historically underserved, who many of whom had never left Milwaukee or Wisconsin, we were able to offer scholarships and provide opportunities for them. One of the things I'm particularly proud of is as I leave, as I walk out the door, we now have a required anti-bias, anti-racist program that all faculty and staff have to engage in so that our campus culture is welcoming and equitable for all of our students. So I'm particularly proud, if you can tell in my voice, I'm particularly proud that will be in place.
Another recent announcement from UWM was that the university joined the Moonshot for Equity initiative with some other regional universities to eliminate graduation gaps, racial graduation gaps, in 10 years. So what has your involvement in that effort been? And as you're departing UWM, what do you think needs to happen in order to accomplish that?
Well, as you know, the Moonshot for Equity has been announced in the last couple of months, and I am exiting. So I have not had the opportunity for any deep work or impact at all inside of that initiative that will pass to the next individual. But I will say this about the concept behind Moonshot and the concept, which I think needs to really be discussed overall, and that is, yes, we must eliminate graduation gaps in all of our students, particularly looking at the Black-white graduation gap, but it doesn't matter. All of our students, if you work on looking at climate, looking at indicators, keeping track of those metrics where you may need to intervene and assist a student, understanding that the traditional 18-year-old student does not truly exist as much anymore. So what have we done to change our programming, our support systems, our student success focus around making sure that we are able to support all students? And I think that's really what Moonshot is trying to do. I get asked this question a lot, as you can probably imagine, around achievement and eliminating achievement gaps, or what can we do to be more equitable. And I always like to say that you work where you are, you improve where you are. So our scope is the education side and the higher education side. There are opportunities to work with the K-12 side, which also happens. At the end of the day, you have to work with the employer side. It doesn't help if you eliminate the achievement gap, and yet there's no equity in who gets hired, who gets promoted, who gets advanced, because that's all tied into your economic prowess and your quality of life. And it's going to take that entire pipeline to really advance what will be an equitable opportunity for any child born, and I'll stick to Wisconsin for now, but any child born in the state of Wisconsin who enters our doors at the University of Wisconsin system, particularly at UW-Milwaukee.
What work do you think remains to be done at UWM to improve opportunities for underrepresented students, students of color, first-generation students?
Sure.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, I think we're heading there. We're heading in that direction. And I think, number one, you have to have the students. So I think recruiting those students to campus has to continue and increase. Trying to do that work inside of a pandemic has been challenging, but the work has continued and they've tried very hard to work on those numbers. So I would say, number one, you have to have the students as part of the institution in order to make that happen. So the recruitment, get them acquainted with the campus, with the climate, with the offerings, I think is essential. That needs to be done. Number two, I think, is actually the recruitment of a diverse faculty. And when I say diverse, it isn't just racially diverse or ethnically diverse. We need faculty that we can put in front of a student that shows the student the possibilities of the world. And so we have to diversify the faculty. We have an initiative that you'll hear more about over the coming months and years to do that and to work on just that. So I think that's the second piece of this. And then finally, I would say the third piece is looking for opportunities for the students that come on the campus to learn about each other, to connect with each other's culture, religion. You know, we all don't think alike and we all don't need to think alike, but what we have to do is respect each other's opinions and thoughts. So how do we promote that really crucial conversation and dialogue among students and between groups of students to help them understand and to be the best they can be when they leave our institution? They have to be the whole person, right? Our job is to make them the whole person. And I think doing that, promoting cultural connections across race, across thinking, across all of it, is really where probably that third component of the triangle.
What legacy do you feel like you're leaving at UWM?
Oh, that's a loaded question. What legacy? Well, you know, at the end of the day, I would say the legacy that I hope I'm leaving might be two words. She cared. She cared. I tried to do that. I tried to care about each and every individual that crossed my path, each and every issue that crossed my path, and tried to have a positive impact on change. So I think the legacy that I'll leave behind would be opening up pathways for individuals, passing the baton well. I always like to see a lady knows how to exit. So passing the baton well, and being able to walk away and look back and say, doggone it, everything is really good. It's the right time to go and everything is in place to even take it to the next level and enhance and give people an opportunity to think about what's next and where they'd like to take it. So I hope that's my legacy, that I was able to bring a smile to faces and opportunities for all of the people that crossed my path, students, faculty, and staff.
Joan Prince is Vice Chancellor of Global Inclusion and Engagement at UW-Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Emily Files ahead of her retirement from the university on March 1st.